integration of everything that follows. In most cases, you will see a realignment of the spine, and in most cases, the results depend largely upon the frequency. Notice it says the frequency of the person holding the feet. And if there are people in the room with negative attitudes, the individual applying the oils, or if the individual applying the oils does not have the high enough frequency to block out the negative, the results are not as good. Does that concern you at all? I had a pastor from a Mennonite church call me, and he says he has some questions about the raindrop technique. And what is it, and how does it... he really doesn't know much about it, but he just wanted to know what it is. So I explained some of that stuff to him, and he says, so there's really a serious problem with it. And I said, yes, there is. And then he says, well, then I've got a serious problem with my hands. Because we have quite a number of people in our congregation that are practitioners. So I said, yes, you do have your job cut out. I haven't heard back from him. He was not from around here. I'm not sure where he's at. Next one is biofeedback. Is used to induce altered states of consciousness. Dr. Green of the Menninger Foundation had conducted his research for developing biofeedback under occult circumstances. He learned the technique from Hindu yogis that knew how to put themselves into deep trances through meditation, and that is transcendental meditation. Spoon healing, again, this was a fairly new one. I don't have a lot of information on that one, but it refers to frequencies, energy fields, symbols of talisman, and talisman is objects of occult powers. Next one is hypnosis. It's a form of a trance. It can be done for entertainment. It's sometimes done for healing and so on. The next one is Halloween. We've just come through Halloween. Halloween is one of the approximately 18 occult holidays. It's the day of the most suitable for magic and demon activity, a day of literal human sacrifice in North America. All Saints' Day and Halloween originate from a pagan festival by the Druids. Their festival always involved animal sacrifice and sometimes human, along with all kinds of magic. This is a very powerful day for demons, and when you see people coming out of SRA or any type of demonic, satanic stuff, it does affect them quite seriously over that time. Just a sideline about the Druids, if this helps you understand it at all. The Druids would used to, back in the, I forget what year it is now, they used to capture Christians. And for a sport they did with Christians is they would have a great big cast iron pot full of hot black tar. And then they would put stuff in there floating around in this hot black tar, and they would force the Christians to take their mouth and to try to grab that food, whatever it was, that's how they fed them, and to grab that food out of that hot tar. Now, as they were bending over and to reach that food, one of the Druids would come behind and just take to in the back of their head and just dunk their head first into the tar. In fact, that's where the game bobbing for apples comes from. I can't even do bobbing for apples. If I see someone doing it, I actually leave the room. I can't stand it. Another thing with Halloween, the Bible condemns practices like witches in Exodus 22:18. It condemns practices of vampires, Leviticus 7:26-27. It condemns wizards, Deuteronomy 18:10-12, and ghosts, Leviticus 19:31. I don't know if you've ever read the book by John Ramirez. He's written a few books. I forgot to write the title down, but this is a quote from him. John Ramirez is a formal devil worshiper who is a Christian today. Pumpkin jack-o'-lanterns is a representation of the devil. And when you place it on your porch over Halloween, it makes an invitation and an open door. And when Christians practice this stuff, He says it's like the devil has you by the throat. We dabble in this stuff, and witches and Satanists and those type of people actually get pretty excited when Christians get involved in this stuff. Brother Kenny talked a little bit about the dressing up and the trick-or-treating and all that stuff. They get really excited about this stuff because when we dabble in this stuff, they know. And John Ramirez is coming from the dark side. He understands this stuff. And he said they get excited about that because there's a curse that comes to the fourth and fifth generation. That's pretty serious. Because they know if I start dabbling in this stuff, that 4 to 5 generations down the road, they've got access to them. Next one is Reiki. It's becoming a lot more common. It's pain drawing, highly similar to therapeutic touch. This practice also uses spirit guides, and I do find it interesting. I've been told that if you go for a treatment, they do a room preparation, and then they ask you before they start, do you agree with Reiki? And if you say no, they apparently can't do anything. And if you say yes, then this real warm sensation and feeling floods over you, and then they can go into their practice. Next one is removing demons. Rolling a fresh egg over your body and then throwing it away. And when you throw it away, it will be completely rotten and it will be one horrible stench. Just like